Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a little bit unique.
Yeah, this is not a stack of policy reports.
Not at all. We're diving into a remarkable five-year relationship. Our source material is, well, it's the collected correspondence and the personal journey of one man, Geert, a composer in Belgium.
And his ongoing partnership with the Murobox team, you know, the people who make these programmable music boxes.
Exactly.
And what we found here is just this incredible wealth of personal stories. It's this rare intersection of traditional mechanics and really cutting-edge accessibility.
It's so much more than a product review.
Yeah.
It's a story of a real human connection.
A friendship, really. That evolved over half a decade.
Absolutely. So our mission today is to pull out the narrative thread of that friendship and, more importantly, to understand how a modern programmable music box brings this unexpected and essential value.
A value that a fixed traditional music box just can't deliver.
It can't even touch it.
Yeah.
And we had to put one key detail on the table right away. Geert isn't just a music lover. He's incredibly skilled with his hands. He does DIY projects. He repairs antique clocks, bicycles.
And that detail is so crucial. It really sets the stage. You have a person here who appreciates both the delicate clockwork of tradition and, you know, the precision of modern engineering.
Right. And we should also mention, Geert is visually impaired, which makes the accessibility angle of this technology absolutely central to the story.
It's everything.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Geert's musical journey was always about creation. Long before the music box, he was like a true one-man band.
He really was. He started by just recording his voice, cars, the piano, even his father's motorcycle, and layering them all on cassette tapes.
Think about how difficult that must have been, the limitations of that analog process.
Oh, for sure. He then evolved from those, you know, low-quality cassette recordings to using full digital audio workstations, DAWs with effects, virtual instruments, all the MIDI gear.
So he already had this rich, complex digital music life when he encountered the music box.
Exactly. And yet the music box itself held this really powerful, almost contradictory symbolism for him.
How so?
Well, he described traditional music boxes as a symbol of something inferior and forgotten, yet miraculous.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Isn't it? Most people just see a kid's toy, but he saw the charm in that simple mechanism, the comb and the cylinder.
He even mentioned taking one apart as a kid.
He did. He said it was easy to take the comb out, but almost impossible to put it back in perfectly so it would play right again. It just highlights that, you know, that intrinsic mechanical fragility.
Which makes his entry into the Murobox world so pivotal. In 2020, he backs their N20 model on Indiegogo.
And this is it. This is the foundational moment of their relationship. A key reason he supported them wasn't just the tech. It was the team's relentless effort to make the app accessible.
For visually impaired users.
That was everything for him. Optimizing the guided buttons, the windows, the voice instructions. Since he can't use the app's graphical interface to compose, he had to create his own workflow.
So what did that look like?
He records MIDI files using his digital piano, saves them to a USB stick, and then imports them into the Murobox app.
So the piano essentially became his eyes for composing. MIDI was the bridge that let him bypass the visual part entirely.
That's it, exactly. And the payoff after all that, he describes hearing his melody played for the very first time by the actual music box as pure magic.
I can only imagine. Moving from digital code on a screen to a real physical mechanical sound.
That's the value proposition right there.
And that technical foundation quickly unlocked his storytelling. Let's talk about his first major composition for the N20. It was called Kerstlied.
Dutch for Christmas song. And this melody, this simple little melody, inspired a much larger project. A modernized nativity story he wrote called The Music Box in the Stable.
And the modernization here is, it's really profound.
It is. In his story, he chose to include the junkie and the dealer. Yeah, and this wasn't just some random artistic choice. It was inspired by his actual work repairing bikes in an organization that employs people with, you know, diverse and difficult past, including overcoming drug addiction.
That's such a powerful metaphor. But you have to wonder, given the delicate, almost childlike sound of a music box, wasn't there a risk of a clash, that darker contemporary imagery against this innocent sound?
Well, that's where the genius of it lies. He saw them as the modern-day shepherds.
More marginalized outsiders.
Exactly. He was linking the simple antique symbol of the stable and the music box itself to our society today. He took the short, repeatable melody he wrote just for the Miro box and built this entire orchestration around it.
So walk us through that. How did he blend the mechanical sound into a full digital production?
Okay, so first, he loaded the MIDI file into his DAW. Then he had to repeat that short verse 5 times to simulate the loop nature of a traditional music box.
Right, that classic repetition.
Then he synchronized the physical Miro box, playing live with other digital instruments. A vibraphone, church organ, bells, choir, guitar, and his own vocals.
Okay, that brings up a huge production challenge.
Yeah.
Synchronization.
A massive one.
Because the Miro box is mechanical, there has to be a tiny delay, a lag between the digital signal and the moment the comb actually plucks the note.
Precisely. So Geert had to intentionally desync the digital track. He made the MIDI trigger play just slightly ahead of the rest of the mix.
To compensate for that physical delay.
He was literally mixing analog physics with digital precision. He was amazed, he said, at how well the final recorded sound of the music box blended into the final mix.
That is just fascinating. It proves the box can be more than a standalone curiosity. It can be a true integrated instrument in a modern studio.
Absolutely. And that customization, it elevated his music, but the box also became this tool for community and therapy.
Right. Connecting him to other people and also to his own mental health.
Yeah. We see this so clearly in a playlist he made called Sinterklaas, which has Miro box versions of traditional children's songs.
And he sent an MP3 of this to a former classmate, right?
She did. A classmate who loves the sound of a music box. And her feedback was incredible. She told him that whenever she feels down, she just plays that MP3 and she instantly feels better.
It connects her back to childhood memories, right? Freshly baked cookies, that feeling of comfort.
That instant therapeutic effect, just powered by sound and nostalgia, it's profound.
And he even used it for a surprise serenade.
Yes, in 2024, his friend was visiting, so he baked cookies, and then pretending to go to the restroom, he secretly started the Sinterklaas playlist from his smartphone.
So the box just magically came to life while she was alone in the living room.
Totally stunned her. In that moment, it's more than technology. It's theater, you know, powered by tech. It shows that the programmable part isn't just for composing. It's for delivering these carefully timed emotional moments.
And on top of that external connection, the box also gave Geert a sort of internal sanctuary.
He suffered from tinnitus for 10 years. And on bad days, composing his complex one-man band music with all the mixing and effects, it's just too much. It's difficult.
But composing for the Miro box is different.
It's always enjoyable, he says, because the music box forces simplicity. No complex mixing, no effects, just pure melody.
So the limitation is actually the feature. It subtracts the complexity and lets him keep creating when the digital world is just overwhelming.
It's his creative escape, and this deep personal investment he has in the product is completely mirrored by the company's commitment to him.
He admitted he was skeptical at first, right?
Yeah.
He thought the special attention would just fade away after the crowdfunding campaign ended.
But the opposite happened. The appreciation for his efforts, all the bug reports, the detailed accessibility suggestions, it just grew over 5 years. He actually said, I really wish every company would do it like Tevify.
So his communication with the co-founder, Xiaochen Tsai, it became more like a friendship.
Absolutely. A cross-border friendship. They didn't just tolerate his feedback. They valued it. They incorporated it.
And all of that led to an in-person meeting.
At the Tai KK Festival in Belgium in October 2025, his friend who was with him noted that the team's faces just cleared up when they realized who he was.
Which confirms what Geert always felt, that they treat their products and their community almost as their children.
They'd even implemented some of his past suggestions about connector placement, making the power and MIDI inputs easier to get to on the new N40 model.
Ah, the N40 Sublime. This is where Geert's inner DIYer really comes out.
Oh, absolutely. He praised the packaging, which actually doubles as the resonance box, specifically because he had to unscrew 8 screws just to unpack it.
Most people would complain about that.
Right. But for him, it's a joy, a tactile experience. He said, I like to deal with screws. And that continued when he found he could remove the acrylic top cover by unscrewing these little brass strips.
So he could physically touch the mechanism.
He could touch the quality mechanism underneath. He called it a real revelation. It's a huge deal compared to a sealed black box of electronics.
Okay, so let's talk about the sound. He was skeptical at first.
Very skeptical. He thought a music box should sound like a simple, bright children's toy.
But the N40 changed his mind.
It did. He described the sound as almost heavenly and like velvet. And this brings up a huge technical difference. The N40 can handle a full chromatic scale.
So all the sharps and flats, the accidentals, the N20 couldn't do that.
Exactly, which allows for much more sophisticated music. But, and this is classic Geert, he immediately spotted a potential user problem with that.
Of course he did.
So the N40 handles fast musical passages much better than the N20. But he pointed out that if you select an N40 melody one that uses sharps or flats while you only have an N20 connected,
the playback would be horrible, as he put it, because the N20 physically can't produce those notes.
Exactly. So his suggestion was simple. Put a warning message in the app to prevent that mismatch. It just shows how dedicated he is, not just to his own work, but to the entire community's experience.
And he rounded out his impressions with a few new compositions for the N40.
Which, again, show how the box connects music to these deep, specific memories. He wrote one called At the North Seashore.
And it immediately triggered memories of his grandmother who had passed away, singing along to a 50s song on his old gramophone.
It's a time machine for memory, a direct conduit.
And another piece, Everyone's Gone to the Moon, also tied into multiple memories. His time as an internet radio DJ, and one specific live performance he later thought was just horrible.
And that memory actually reinforced how important the Murrow Box is for him now. It's his non-live creative outlet, letting him make music even after his tinnitus made him stop performing in public.
So when you look at this entire five-year journey, what you're really seeing is the evolution of the Music Box itself.
It really is. It went from being this, you know, potentially forgotten relic to a programmable mechanic that provides this immense dynamic value.
We've seen it act as a bespoke accessibility tool for composition, a therapeutic tool for his tinnitus.
A storytelling medium and a way to create these shared, profound emotional moments like that surprise serenade.
The fact that it's programmable means the Music Box evolves with his life, with his needs, and with his memories. And that's a value that a traditional fixed Music Box just can't achieve.
Precisely. That personalized, therapeutic, and collaborative function is the most profound takeaway here.
So we've seen how programming mechanics can allow music to connect with these incredibly deep personal histories and therapeutic needs. So I want to leave you with a thought.
Consider this. What forgotten traditional item in your life, if you could modernize it, make it programmable, could unlock a whole new layer of emotional value, or maybe even solve an unexpected problem?